She huddled over, moving like an old woman as she shuffled with her bound feet across the space. Her fingers touched the wall, recoiled. Cold, slimy, definitely wet cement. She picked a different direction and used little shuffling steps to map out her domain. Once she hit a hard wooden structure, pain rocketing up her shins. Further inspection revealed a workbench, now devoid of tools. There she tangled in one spiderweb, only to recoil into a second. Something big and hairy brushed her cheek. She did her best not to scream. On the other side of the room, she found wooden stairs. With her hands, she counted over 10 steps before they rose up out of her reach. They probably led to a door. She didn't trust herself to climb them in her current state, however, and didn't doubt for a minute that the lone exit would be locked and barred. She returned to the bench. The dusty wooden surface felt warm compared to the floor. She swung her feet up, curled up in a ball, and told herself she was at Club Med. Her throat hurt. She coughed, and that made her ribs ache. She wondered what Quincy was doing now. Probably driving the case detective crazy, she decided, which at least made her smile. Her hands moved on the bench. With one finger, she traced the only words he needed to know. "I love you too." Then a sound came from overhead. Door opening, footsteps on the stairs. She stiffened, tried to swing herself off the bench, tried to prepare to defend herself. There was a soft thud, followed by an immediate moan.
"Brought you something,"
the man said. Then his footsteps retreated back up the stairs. The door slammed shut. She heard a lock click shut. Then, silence.
"Hello?"
Rainey tried. Slowly, she crossed to the stairs, her hands groping out in front of her, her fingers feeling in the dark. She found the body at the bottom, curled up against the floor as she had been not that long ago. Smaller frame than she expected, encased in wet jeans and an even wetter sweatshirt. Her fingers moved, determining the welt at the back of the head, then discovering the face.
"Oh, no. Oh, no."
She rocked the boy up onto her lap. She cradled his still form against her, stroking his chilled cheek and willing some heat from her own cold frame into his body.
"It'll be okay. It'll be okay,"
she murmured over and over again. But she didn't know who she was trying to convince anymore, herself or Dougie Jones.
End of CD 5.